Well, Cecil, I'm home again. Here we are at last.
Yeah. Well, at least someone is here. The lights are on.
Put the grips down, please. Oh, Uncle Thomas!
What have you got in your grips? Bricks?
No, books. Oh, Uncle Thomas!
Heavy enough to be lead.
Well, it isn't, though. Oh, Uncle Thomas!
I'm going to phone home and see if Aunt Bess is back.
Well, that's funny. No one answers. Oh, Cecil, look, here comes Miss Snodgrass. Hello, Miss Snodgrass. Hello, it's me. Look, I'm back home. It's Cecil and me.
Hi, Miss Snodgrass. Did you think burglars were in the house?
Well, saw my legs off of it. Ain't you, Sally girl, and Cecil? Lord love you both. When did you get here? Not that I care, and not that it's any of my business. But what in the Sam Hill are you doing here when you ought to be back at that there education factory? Never mind answering. Wait till I kiss you, Sally girl.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, Miss Snodgrass. Aren't you going to kiss Cecil, too?
No, it's all right. Some other time. Where's Mr. Smith, Miss Snodgrass?
Why, he ain't here, Sally girl. He went away. Been visiting your grandfather up to the farm. Didn't he write you no letter?
No, he didn't. And I tried to telephone him long distance, and no one answered.
Well, ain't that the way it is? I never knowed it to fail. The minute you got your back turned, up pops the devil. You see, Sally girl, your uncle took this notion to pay your granddad a visit, and he just locks up here, and I takes a week off. Just got back this morning.
But why didn't Uncle Thomas write me he was going away?
Don't ask me, girl. Suspected he figured you were safe at school and there weren't no reason.
Sally, while you're talking to Miss Snodgrass, I'm going to phone home and see if I can find Aunt Bess.
Save your breath, boy. I know where your aunt is at, and it ain't at home. Didn't she write you neither?
Well, no. I tried to get her by long distance, too, and they said the phone was disconnected. Oh, I think they made a mistake.
No, it ain't no error neither. Your aunt gave up that elegant house and has went away.
Gone away?
Did she go to visit Grandfather Smith at the farm?
No, she never. Didn't you get no letter about it, Cecil boy?
No, I didn't get anything. I couldn't understand, and I needed her. I couldn't get in touch with her.
Well, your aunt is on her way to Cuba to meet that there husband she up and married.
Is she going to meet Dr. Shepherd in Cuba? Not Cuba, South America.
Well, I don't know nothing about geography, but I heard Mr. Smith say that her husband sent her one of them wireless messages asking her to meet him at Cuba.
Does Doc's boat stop at Cuba before it goes to the South Pole?
Oh, Cecil, wasn't that sweet of Dr. Shepherd? He wanted to see your aunt before he sailed on the expedition. The last time he'll see her for maybe 6 months.
Oh, heck. I knew it was something like that, but why didn't she write me?
Don't ask me, boy. I reckon she didn't. You never got the letter.
It's life, Cecil. Life in the raw.
Well, when will she be back?
Well, if I knowed where Cuba was, I could make as good a guess as the next person. But as soon as your uncle comes back, Sally girl, I reckon he could tell you.
Well, when will Uncle Thomas be back?
Well, he figured on being back tomorrow. I came back today so I could do a little house cleaning while the house was empty. And now that you're done asking questions, I'll just ask me one. What in thunderation are you doing back from that there college you was studying at?
Oh, it's a long story, Miss Snodgrass.
Yeah, and a sad one. Here, let's all sit down. Whew, I'm tired.
Miss Snodgrass, Cecil and I have seen much of life since we went away.
Well, what I want to know is, where am I going to stay until Aunt Bess comes back?
Well, you ain't come home to stay, have you, Sally girl?
Yes, Miss Snodgrass, I'm not going away again. Cecil was driving back and I came with him.
We're both in the same boat, Miss Snodgrass. To make it short, we were both expelled.
You mean you was kicked out of that school? Is that what you mean?
Yes, expelled and disgraced.
Just like that. And we were getting along swell, too.
You don't say. Well, I'll bet my bottom dollar you ain't neither of you to blame for whatever it was they blamed you for. And if I would have been there, I'd have told them so to their bare faces. What happened, Cecil boy?
Oh, nothing, Miss Snodgrass. It's a long story, but, well, it's this. Sally and I went to a place to try and raise some money for the college stadium.
That's the only reason we went there, wasn't it, Cecil, trying to help?
Well, what sort of a joint was it?
Well, it was a gambling house, Miss Snodgrass, but we didn't know it. I went there to see the manager, and Sally asked me could she go along with me, and, well, we got caught there.
Good Lord. You don't mean they expelled you for being in a gambling house? Well, there ain't no harm in that. Why, when I was a waiting table in the lumber camp, every Saturday we did a little healthy gambling on the kitchen floor. Why, a snappy little game of craps never hurt no one.
Well, Miss Snodgrass, college and a lumber camp are a little different. We were in the owner's office when the place was raided, and we were arrested.
And taken to jail. Oh, it was awful, Miss Snodgrass.
Well, I don't admit it to most folks, Sally girl, but I've been in jail a couple of times myself.
Well, anyhow, the dean heard about us.
The who?
The dean. He heard about it, and he called us on the carpet and expelled us. And then, to make it worse, I had to lose a lot of money that belonged to the school. And that was the last straw.
You see, Miss Snodgrass, Cecil was trusted with the money, and someone stole it.
Of course, Aunt Bess will make it good, but our chances are over. Finished, washed up out in the rain.
And Cecil wanted to learn to be a famous doctor, and I wanted to finish there, too, and had hardly started.
Well, now, don't you worry, Sally girl. You don't need no education. Look at me. Never had none that ain't done bad. You grow up like me, and you'll be all right. A lot of learning just cramps your brain. I don't know where Cuba is at, and I don't care where it's at, because I don't speak no German anyhow. So don't you worry, Sally girl. Your uncle will understand, and for me, well, I'm glad you're back.
I bet you thought you were hearing things when we came in and Sally started yelling for Mr. Smith.
I bet you were pretty surprised, weren't you, Miss Snodgrass?
Why, you scared the living daylights out of me, girl. I was out there in the kitchen opening a can of apricots when I heard you yell, and I says to myself, Mamie, is that Sally Smith yelling? And then I says back to myself, no, it ain't. And then I says, well, it sounds like Sally. And then I says, Sally ain't even here, I says. And then you yells again and says, if that ain't Sally yelling, I'll eat shoes, I says, without taking off the buttons, I says. And then I come in here, and sure enough, it's you as plain broad daylight.
It's us, all right. Now I got to find a place to stay.
Oh, well, Cecil, you can stay here at our house. Candy, Mamie.
Oh, no, Sally. I know what I'll do. I'll call up Willie, and if he has room, I'll stay over at his house.
Well, I'll just tell you what I'll do, girl. Well, you and Cecil decide what he's going to do. I'll just go out in the kitchen to get you some nice hot grub to eat. I'm going to fix you both up something nice to sit down to. You both look dog-tired, and Mamie Snodgrass knows just what you need. So when I get it ready, I'll yell, come and get it, and you can both come and get it.
All right, Mamie. We are hungry. Aren't you, Cecil?
Yeah, I should say, have you got any pie?
Yes, boy, I have. And I'll have everything fixed for you to say Jack Robinson.
All right, Miss Snodgrass.
Okay, we'll be right out. I better phone Willie, Sally.
Oh, all right, if you want to.
Okay, I guess he's still staying out the cemetery.
Do you remember the number?
Yeah. Westview 9001. Yeah.
Mamie is nice, isn't she? I bet she'd do most anything for Uncle Thomas or me, or you, too.
She fixes up a lot to eat. That'll be enough.
You want cocoa or milk, Cecil?
Both. Everything you got in the house.
I bet Willie will be surprised to hear from you.
wait a minute. Hello? Willie? Is that you? Hey, hi, kid. How are you? Sure, it's me. Yeah, I just got back. Oh, no, I didn't like it. No, I'm going to stay home. When Aunt Bess gets back, yeah, she's gone away.
Was he surprised, Cecil?
Are you surprised? You are? He is.
He is? I knew he would be. Well, say hello for me.
Sally says hello. Yeah, she quit, too. Yeah, I drove home and she came with me. Yeah, I'm at her house now. But, hey, Willie, how's the chances of coming over and living with you for a few days, huh? Until I can write Aunt Bess. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. How did it happen?
How did what happen?
Well, you sure I won't be in the way anyhow? Well, all right, meet me at the gates. Yeah, I got to eat something here, and then I'll be right over. All right, see you in about an hour, Willie. All right, so long, pal.
What's too bad, Cecil? Isn't it all right?
Oh, yeah, he wants me to come over, only, well, his dad disappeared. He's missing. He's been lost for 3 days. You know, he's night watchman at the cemetery, and, well, he was out in the dark about 3 nights ago, all alone, and Willie says he just vanished. Well, he'll tell me all about it when I go out there to stay tonight at the cemetery.